God damn. The bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. And when dealing with the lynch mob, you gots to know steady mobbing is not just the name of this jam, but a way of life. Bound together by motherfuckers that's known to break them off something. Give it to me.
Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood.
Four or five niggas in the mothership. Better known as a Dukes, and we all wanna smother shit.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
39.
Unofficially sponsored by Pearson's Salted Nut Roll, made right here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't be a butthole, eat a Pearson's Salted Nut Roll. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. All right, here we are, episode number 39. Last episode I had, episode number 38, I had a gentleman by the name of Bob Dolomite. You guys familiar with Bob Dolomite? We got other people here. Bob Dolomite?
Yeah, I know.
Bob Dolomite? Y'all know Bob Dolomite?
Yeah.
A.K.A. Cal Not Porn McCaskill?
Yeah, I know Cal.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We talked about classic video games. Any gamers in the house? Hey, gamers in the house, yeah. Raise your hand. Yeah. Raise your hand. Raise your
hand. Right here, DJ Jizz9 is the gamer.
Did you say Jizz?
No, I said Jizz.
Jest.
Jest. DJ Jizz9.
Greg, nah, Greg Grease is here. Just. Greg, you want to say wap?
What's happening?
And then there's Micah. He's here.
Micah Phones.
DJ.
Just. Just9.
Just9. And Taylor.
Proper T.
Right. How's it going here? We're in Powderhorn, right?
Nah, right now we're in King, right? King.
Okay.
We're in King neighborhood, Southside, son.
I wanted to say Powderhorn trick.
No, that's a prop. Even though that is the neighborhood. Yeah. But, nah, yeah, we're in King.
So, do you play video games, Greg?
Yeah. I mean, when I find the time, which is few and far between.
All right. That's about the same with me. I got a family, so I. Actually, I got an iPad. My kid loves to play any game on the iPad.
Dude, kids nowadays is next level with right. their wizardry on yeah. video games. But that new Grand Theft Auto though.
Yeah, that looks good. I've always gotten into the Grand Theft Auto games. But the newer games are just huge. You know, it's like you got to devote a lot of time to get into that shit. But we're going to talk about Ice Cube.
Yay, yay!
Death Certificate.
Ooh.
Yeah. And now we were just talking beforehand. You know this album because your dad had the tape.
Right. Like I was saying earlier, I was like, man, I haven't listened to this album in a long time because the last time I really was listening to this was when my pops had the tape.
Right. You know what tapes my dad had? Garth Brooks. Those are the tapes I had to listen to. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad had the massive tape collection.
Right.
He's an avid rap fan, so. He had that. I mean, what he bumped the most was probably like his Things Fall Apart tape, Roots.
Okay.
Or his Outkast, Quimini
right.
tape.
Southern Playlistic. That's my Outkast album. I love that album.
Yeah, but that was. I think that was after tapes. I think that was CDs.
Okay.
But really, it was ATLians that he's bumping on tape yeah. when I was younger.
Tapes are coming back, too.
They are, man. People are releasing tapes and stuff. It's yeah. cool. Color tapes.
Right, yeah.
Like the purple tape.
Yeah, the purple tape.
Yeah.
This album came out October 29th, 1991, just in time for the holidays. Halloween, you know.
Jeez.
1991.
That's...
And this was hot off of Ice Cube's big movie debut, Boys in the Hood, right? Something I didn't know, in case you didn't know, Arsenio Hall is back. The show.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah.
He's got his show back. Yeah. He's back in business.
Yeah, it just started on Monday.
Yeah,
I had
man,
no idea.
Arsenio Hall, he's out yeah. here.
Ice Cube was on Tuesday night.
That was nice. Yeah, look, everybody did in the room. Come on.
Arsenio just came out. Woo, woo, woo.
We're just nine. You don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, Ice Cube was on Tuesday night, and he was kind of telling a story about. Back in the NWA days, the higher-ups at the Arsenio Hall show, whatever network it was on, wouldn't let NWA on the show. So Ice Cube was pissed.
That's crazy.
He was not happy. They
didn't let anybody on the show.
Yeah, but they had Eazy-E on the show, I remember.
Really?
Tupac was on the show. Ice
Cube. All together, they didn't want him on.
Right, yeah.
That's because that must have been earlier than, like, later they probably had Eazy-E once they kind of broke up and stuff.
Yeah, it was.
But that was because when they were together, probably, you know, he was in the studio with
I'm not mistaken, Eazy-E played Real Motherfucking G's, or whatever the edited version of that is.
Real M...
MF and G's.
Mother freaking G's.
But Cube was talking. He was telling a story about how he was pissed at Arsenio, thinking that Arsenio didn't want NWA on the show.
That's
so
crazy.
Ice Cube went down to the Arsenio Hall set to, like, give him a piece of his mind, you know. Ice Cube's always pissed off. That's
right.
In my mind, Ice Cube's always pissed. He hates people. But he went down to the show, and he was like, he walked into, like, the studio or something, and an intern came up to him. And he was like, "Hey, you're Ice Cube. I just wrote this script for a movie, you know," and he handed it to him, and it was John Singleton. He was an intern at Arsenio Hall. Yeah. And I'd love to be making up the story, but I'm not. This is real. Shit is real.
So that's how he got...
And that's how he got Boys in the Hood.
What?
Yeah. And,
that's bananas.
Yeah. B-A-N-A-N-E-S. Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
everyone in the room right now is just like, jaws are on the floor. Mine is just... on the ceiling.
That's fresh though, man. That really goes to show, man, if you got something to say, say it.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. Don't say sleep it. On opportunity.
Nah, man.
And that's why when I saw you at the West Bank Music Festival, I was like, that's fucking Greg Grease. I'm gonna go give him my number.
Exactly.
And now we're best friends.
Right.
Just the best of friends.
In Just Nine's living room, farting on his couch.
Yeah. Making out with his dog. The album, Ice Cube. Enough about farting on couches. Yeah. This was actually my first rap album, even though it was dubbed onto a tape, but my first introduction to the rap game.
Yeah, actually, that's fresh then. That's a good coincidence.
Yeah. This and Two Live Crew.
Whoa.
So I was like, man, that explains some things.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Man, Two Live Crew, some of the best rappers still to this day.
Those beats too. Think about the bass. Them joints could come out now.
I wasn't serious about that though.
But that bass.
But the bass was serious. So this album, Death Certificate, sold 150,000 copies its first week. So it was big. It was big.
150,000.
105,000.
So what were during those days, like, the numbers looking like for rappers?
Yeah, it couldn't have been big. I mean, unless it was like some pop, like Vanilla Ice, MC Hammer type.
91.
Yeah.
What else came out in 91? Was that like De La Soul?
Right.
Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah. But nothing, I'd imagine that couldn't be as big as what Ice Cube was doing. It was probably because of Boys in the Hood, you know? But this album went on to sell 1.6 million.
How long did that take?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's just currently, you know, just from 91 to now, which 91 was a long time ago.
It's only sold 1.6 million now to this date.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
People are asleep.
I'll have to call my people in Hollywood to check the numbers to get an accurate count, but I'm not.
People are asleep. They need to rise and shine.
In 2003, Priority Records re-released the album. This album, man, it's pretty culturally, you know, there's a lot of issues going on that Ice Cube's talking about.
No, he's kicking a lot of real shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny is, like, I listened to the album today, and it's like, man, I listened to this album as a kid. I was, like, 13. Oh, I don't know what I was in 91, but...
Dude, in 91, I was 5.
Okay. Like, a song like Black Korea, like, I was a white kid living in East Bethel. It's like, I don't have any fucking idea, like, what the hell he's talking about. You know what I mean? And that was real shit that was happening.
Right.
The only reason I knew was like, what was that movie? The Wayans Brothers movie, The South.
Don't be a menace.
Yeah,
drinking your juice in the hood.
Hurry up and buy. That's the only. I mean, that's what I imagine it was like. You know, just over the top.
He was talking about. Wasn't he talking about like store owners and stuff?
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, no, they had like there was a lot of conflict in South Central. I mean, I don't really know much about it, but you know, from seeing that song and different accounts and stuff, like, it seemed like there was a lot of racial conflict from people that kind of were forced on top of each other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But he was the correspondent of that time. He really captured that.
Right.
You know? So coming off of America's Most Wanted, which was you know, Ice Cube left NWA, and he kind of went East Coast. I'm saying that he was working with the Bomb Squad, Public Enemy's production team for America's Most Wanted, which turned out pretty well for him, you know. But he went back to the West Coast. I'm throwing up my dub right now. Got Sir Jinx and who was the other producer? Boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Boogie.
Is that one person or is that multiple people?
I would assume multiple people, but I don't know.
Plural. It's probably multiple people, yeah.
Right.
But...
Oh, here's this. Because of the album's controversy in 1992, the state of Oregon declared any display of Ice Cube's image in retail stores throughout the state to be illegal. That's some shit.
That's crazy. Yeah, they were like stomping out his CDs and shit.
Yeah, that's right.
They were doing all kind of crazy
shit. So it also, and the band also included advertisements for St. Ives malt liquor, which Ice Cube endorsed at the time.
Yeah, you know what they did with that, right? They took the St. Ives, took like the popular songs of the time and had them change their words.
Oh, yeah, I remember the commercials. There was a Dre and Snoop one, right?
Yeah.
Who else did them?
A bunch of people. I actually had a CD that had them all.
Really?
Yeah, and they had every. They had Biggie did one.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Who else did one? Oh, man.
There was a lot.
Yeah, I want to say like Mobb Deep or something. Right. Like they had a whole lot of people, like all the popular rappers.
I'd love to hear that.
It was like a span from like the early 90s to like the mid. They did it for a little while.
Yeah. That was some good marketing on their part, you know, for sure. Real.
/ terrible.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Genius / terrible.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of trying to play the album a little bit here, and because you hadn't heard it in a while.
Yeah, refreshing my...
What, any tracks that really stick out to you?
I mean, my favorite has always been Bird in the Hand. I mean, even when I haven't really listened to the album, I've always listened to that one. That one is Steady Mobbin.
Yeah, Steady Mobbin.
Steady Mobbin, the beat is just...
It's not just the name of the song, it's a way of life.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that beat is just, it's mobbing.
A lot of the production for the time is just...
And I mean, in the way he was kicking his bars, the cadence.
Yep.
It was ridiculous. And he was spitting knowledge, but it was on some like real G.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? We've lost.
When
that.
We talk about real G shit, Ice Cube's at the top of the list.
Straight up.
Right after he did those movies.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Yes. Hey, he's a family man.
Come on, man. Real G's make money.
Oh, yeah, and he understands that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anyone, you guys should go onto YouTube and watch this Arsenio Hall interview we just did on Tuesday night, and he's talking like, you know, it's a business, man. It's a business, and obviously he's playing his cards right. He realizes that.
I mean, think about how long he's been relevant from. He's went from people stomping out his CDs to him being in everybody's house.
Right.
On the TV.
That's true.
You know, that's crazy. True.
This album also has one of the best diss tracks of all time. No Vaseline. These days, I think that song wouldn't fly so much. So it's you know, obviously it's a sign of the times. You know,
right?
Sign of the times. The title itself says it all.
Yeah.
You know. And for those unfamiliar, that's basically a diss against NWA, his former bandmates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eazy-E, you know, the West Coast at one time was, they weren't afraid to diss other people. Weren't all the way from West Side Connection, who dissed Common at one time. Because Common dissed them. You don't fuck with West Side Connection.
Nah, but Common didn't really diss
him, but they
got offended by what he said.
Right, yeah.
And so then they went at him. But then Common
Basically call them studio gangsters? Isn't that what he called them?
No.
Something like that?
No.
Perpetrating?
No. What they originally took offense from was I used to love her, and when he was like... talking about going over to the West, but he wasn't dissing him. He's like, I wasn't mad when you went with the Boys in the Hood. So he's like, oh, they're talking about me, Boys in the Hood. Clearly,
right.
Ice Cube. You know what I mean? Clearly, he's talking about him, but I don't know. I didn't think he necessarily dissed him, but hey, you can't even, don't even talk about me, son, unless you respecting me, son.
You know, another track that needs to be mentioned here is called Colorblind, which has a good message behind it. This track in particular has the Mad Circle, and the Mad Circle is Dub C and Coolio.
Dub C, a.k.a.
West Side Crip.
Yes. And the man can Crip walk.
Yes.
You know, here's something about, I gotta say about Ice Cube. I've seen Ice Cube perform probably about 3 or 4 times. He puts on a hell of a show. Hell of a show.
Oh yeah, he brings, they all come out, do LC walks.
Yeah, yeah. And Dub C's a good hype man too. He really backs him up. But this track, Colorblind, it's got a few guys, West Coast legends like King T and Threat, you know, they've been around.
No doubt, no doubt.
But it is kind of funny to hear Dub C and Coolio go back and forth on their verse. It's like, it's so fluid. Dude, sometimes you can't tell who's who.
I'm going to have to listen to that song, man. Because
it's a trip. Because, you know, Coolio. Young Coolio. Voyage and right. Vince's Paradise.
Hey, but Coolio had Dub C's voice today. Before his braids fell out.
Right. You know, it's kind of funny. Think about that. Coolio's hair, his braids like this, Dub C's down like that. That's crazy.
I never thought about that.
I just put that together. Shit just happened.
Young braid spikes.
Yeah. Well, that's really all I got on this album. go watch the movie Boys in the Hood and then buy this album.
Yes, do that.
It'll all come full circle for Doughboy.
Yes.
Ice Cube's
kids. It's awesome, real spit. And really, when he did that, nobody had ever seen that side of the United States other than the people there. So that's really the most important part about it, I think.
Yeah. And nowadays, Ice Cube's kids rap.
Right.
Have you heard them?
Yeah, his son. What's his son's name?
One of his kids actually goes by Doughboy.
Really?
Yeah.
And no, I haven't heard him. Oh, yeah, it was like OMG. OMG. Yeah, OMG. That's what it was. Yeah. I heard that one, but...
Well, let's wrap up this segment. We're going to take a break here, unless you got some input on something else to say about Ice Cube.
Man, yay, yay.
I want to say, fuck you, Ice Cube.
That was him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's take a break here. We'll be right back.
When the candy cravings come over Sheila, she reaches for a Pearson salted nut roll. Shirley has the candy cravings too, but has no salted nut roll and therefore cannot concentrate on her job. Shirley cannot enjoy the light white nougat, chewy caramel, and salty dry roasted peanuts of a delicious Pearson salted nut roll. Calm your cravings with Pearson's Nut Goodie, 7-Up, or salted nut roll. Don't make yourself and others unhappy.
Now, this portion of the podcast is I like to tell a little story. So it's story time.
Okay.
Story time. And I'd like to share a story at this point about my first experience smoking weed.
Okay.
If that's okay with you guys.
Yep.
Is that cool? It's cool. So I think I was probably 14. It was right around the time of, it was after The Chronic by Dre that came out. Black Sunday by Cypress Hill. Very influential albums on me, right? So I'm like, I don't know what this weed stuff is, but I got to try it. No, actually, I had these two buddies. Let's call them Scott and Jeff. That's not their real names. I just don't want them to get in trouble with their moms or something. We used to hang out at this old shed behind this Scott guy's house, and he's like, hey, we got some weed. Do you want to smoke it? I was like, okay, Cypress Hill says it's cool. Might as well. So I did, and then I puked. And then I went home, and I was like, my dad was like, hey, you want to eat dinner? I'm like, no, I'm just going to go to bed at like 6 p.m. You know, you're like 14. He didn't think any differently.
Right,
so
you're tight.
Yeah. My dad smoked weed. He always has and still does, but listening to Garth Brooks tapes, smoking weed. That's Bob. My dad is a Bob.
That's what I was going to say. Is that name for story purposes?
No, that's his real name. Okay. He really is a Bob. And he is like the Bob that wears like the Bob t-shirts that says like, I'm Bob.
Nice.
Because I'm Bob.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's my dad. Crazy. That's. I know
Bob. Like Bob, spell it backwards and it's the same.
Palindrome.
See, I told you this dude is the get things doneer person.
Micah, the businessman. He's not a businessman. He's a business.
He's a business man.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Palindrome is not one of those. Oh, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A word that's spelled.
Like, no, say wait. No, I just spelled no. palindrome and drone loud. No, that ain't.
No, man, that's not what they.
These dudes interrupting your story.
No, that's cool. That's it. That was pretty much it. There wasn't much to it.
Earl
I can't say that whether I smoke today, because people
who listen to this podcast. I'll let them
decide for themselves.
No doubt. Because right, people that I work with.
Too?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, actually.
It's not my first time smoking, but it was one of my first times. Mm-hmm. Probably my first time smoking finer grade marijuana. I think I was 11th grade, something around there. And yes, in North Carolina for sure. But my parents went out of town. Before that, I was only smoking, you know, the ordinary, the plain Jane.
The ditch weed, if you
know. And but my parents went out of town, so, a couple of us were at my spot. And we were on the hunt, and we couldn't find anywhere until we found something that was a little bit finer grade. You know, of the time, it was called Kind Bud.
Kind Bud, yeah.
You know, everyone's acting like that was the best ever. You know, so we smoked some of that. Then we were walking around my neighborhood, and I was walking like the most ridiculous walk ever. And I was like, "Yo, how come everybody just don't walk how they want to walk?" I was like, "I feel like y'all ain't walking how y'all want to walk. I'm finna just walk how I want to walk." So that's that pretty much in a nutshell explains me, you know.
I wish if this was a video podcast, I would love to have that demonstrated right now.
I could.
No, you need context here. Greg's in North Carolina and hates it down there.
Right.
Okay.
So he's down there because everybody's mad conforming down south.
Right.
Right.
And Greg, this clear rebel with
right, hold on, take this.
With no kind of cause.
My name is Taylor Johnson.
Proper T.
And today is Proper T. No. I'm just saying Greg was a rebel in North Carolina.
With no cause.
With no cause. Just down there, like, just in the most, you know, ridiculous situations at all points. And then wanted to challenge the system at every single, you know, moment. So, right, like, when he's just, so he, you know, he'll smoke some weed and then just be like, man, everybody walks the same down here. Right.
Weak.
And y'all are so weak.
Let's show them how we can do it.
I hate it so much.
The Secret Society of Silly Walks. Anyone familiar with that? Something like that?
No.
Monty Python?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ministry. The Ministry of Silly Walks, yeah.
That was North Carolina. That was their station there. Ministry of Silly Walks was stationed there.
That's
North
something. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, Monty Python.
Which one was it? Holy Grail?
No, that was actually like the Monty Python's on their show.
Oh,
the show
was. Okay.
I've seen very little of Monty Python, but this Ministry of Silly Walks, it makes me laugh. Yeah, it's some good shit. That's some good shit. So much so that there's these zombie pub crawls out now. All these crawls.
Right, whatever. Right.
There should be a Ministry of Silly Walks pub crawl.
That's not a bad idea.
It's like whatever you were just describing would easily be part of this.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
The Silly Walk.
Right. Yeah.
Young Jeremina Fresh coming in the building with the OZ on deck. 40 ounce.
40 OZ.
Like he just cracked. Why didn't you bring me one, son? Why didn't you bring me one out the fridge? All right, son, you're interrupting our podcast,
yeah,
B.
It's cool, though. It's cool. There's a podcast.
Yeah,
it's happening now. Well, let's get into Greg Grease. What's up with you, man? What are you up to?
Man,
I'm trying to keep on track over here. This is for real.
Yeah, son. Yeah, so we got this guy who just walked into the room with a 40 ounce named Jeremina Fresh. And he's
You're a little hot.
He's trying to
the mic like that.
He's trying to come into the...
I'm good, thank you.
He's trying to understand the situation.
He's assessing the situation.
He's assessing the situation.
Yeah. Assessing. Take it in.
I just got savage for like 4 hours.
He just got savage for 4 hours.
I don't know what that means.
So, like probably Dan doing savage? The same thing he's doing right now. But, so, what was your question again? Sorry.
What's your name?
My name is Richard Gregory Johnson III.
RG3?
RGJ3. Dick Johnson, if you will.
Really? Why don't you go by that name?
Nah, son. I ain't no Two Live Crew. Two Live
Fuck
dude.
Martinez. That's a Two Live Crew thing.
Yeah, no. I can't do it. Yeah, RGJ3 is in the building.
RGJ3 CPO.
Yeah. What? No, RGJ3.
3PO. RGJ3PO.
Three G's, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me about Greg Grease. People know that you're... They've seen the videos. They've seen the videos. Cream Dream.
Yeah.
Wizard Science.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, we got one. I'll show it to you. We're about to release for Continuum.
Okay.
Which is the intro to my last EP, Black and Cole. When we were out in New York, we shot it. My guy, Fun Zach, shot it.
Fun Zach?
Yep.
Is he Twin Cities?
He's originally from here, but now he lives out in New York.
So we have a Big Zach, a Medium Zach, and a Fun Zach.
Fun Zach. Yes, sir.
That's crazy. Yes, Zach sir. Attack.
Yes, sir. Zach is the man, too, and he does video work for Complex and stuff now. He's killing the game out in New York. But, okay. He's been my guy for a while. And
has he been... Did he do those other two videos?
No, no. He did a video for me for a while ago for my first mixtape.
Okay.
But...
The videos that I've seen of yours are on point.
Thanks, man.
They're always very good. Very well done.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a goal, you know.
So, are you originally from here?
Yeah, I was born in Minneapolis. Born in North Minneapolis.
Powderhorn Trick?
Nope, I was born in North Side. Down in South Side. And then when I was 2 years old, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. And I lived there until I was about 8 years old. And then I moved back up here. And that's when we moved on the South Side. Well, actually, we lived on the North Side for about a year. Then we moved over South.
Okay.
Then I lived there till 11th grade. Then I moved. And that was right in Powderhorn, right on Park Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to North Carolina for 11th and 12th grade. And I hated it.
North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what it was about. I wasn't about that.
No?
Nah.
Was that or was that South Carolina?
Nah, that was North Carolina.
Who was that guy?
Petey Pablo.
Petey Pablo, yeah. Yeah. Petey Pablo.
But that was a little bit earlier than that. But yeah, right. I mean, North Carolina was cool overall, but I didn't really like it while I was there.
Isn't that where Michael Jordan is from?
No, he's from.
Or he just went to school there.
Yeah, he just went to college there.
College, right.
Where's Michael Jordan from, Jeremiah?
Who's got the facts? Where's the facts?
Arkansas or some shit?
I
really don't know. I'm not a sports person.
He's from the United States. Let's ballpark it.
There you go.
So what gets you into rap? What? Was it your dad's tape collection that we've spoken of?
Probably. I don't know. Really, when I was younger, you know, I've always been like real anti. So I didn't really listen to rap for a while because my dad listened to it. And I wasn't trying to listen to what he was listening to.
Right, yep.
So I wasn't really into rap that much. I always liked it. I always loved rap and there were certain groups, but... When I got older, like in high school and stuff, I was, you know, rebelling because it was just like Lil Jon, that type of stuff. But I wasn't into that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. No. So I wasn't really,
You weren't getting crunk?
Nah, I wasn't really getting crunk. So, and that was right when I moved to North Carolina. That was like real popular.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really trying to do that.
What do they listen to in North Carolina? Because that's East Coast, but.
Lil Jon, Eastside Boys.
Eastside.
He's yeah. 3-6 Mafia.
I mean, 3-6, but not as much as Lil
Jon. It's all about Lil Jon and Issa, boy.
So they're more about the down south?
And it was also about, like, Crime Mob.
And Crime
like,
Mob.
Yeah.
Crime Mob. Where are they from?
Atlanta.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it was a little bit of the south and east.
Diamond, yeah. Rapper.
Yeah. Okay. So what was your first project you ever did?
My first rap project was Tribute to the Lakes. That was in 2009, maybe.
Okay.
Eight or nine.
All right.
Yeah.
And did you, as far as like actually professionally releasing music, that was actually your first?
I mean, that was like my first solo. Like before that, I had done a mixtape with my group, Usual Suspects.
Okay.
And that was before I was rhyming, so I just produced. I produced a lot of it. And
who was part of Usual Suspects? That's a name that I've heard.
It was me, is me, DJ Just Nine, Act Right, IBE, and Free One, RIP, Abdul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause that you guys were we've been around for a while. That's definitely a name that's.
Yeah, we were rhyming like in the Dinky Town days. Not that long, but like maybe like 2007.
Okay. Okay, that's a hot minute. That's a good minute.
Yeah, man, time's going by. I guess like.
Whew. Yeah. Does that make you feel old?
Nah, son, I'm young. Yeah. I'm young. I'm fresh out here. I haven't reached my peak yet, baby.
Don't let the age get to you.
You know what I'm saying? I got this young, fresh beard.
Hey, you know what? Use Ice Cube for an example.
Right.
How old is he?
I don't know, but he's 50? Still got an afro, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He can rock it.
Right.
Yeah.
He's out here.
Better hope he don't grow that Jerry curl back.
Oh, man. No, that's why he's got the afro, though.
Yeah. So you did the Tribute to the Lakes.
Yep.
Right? And then what followed?
And
then
after
that?
I did Tribute to the Lakes, I did the Giving Tree mixtape.
Okay.
Yep. And then after that, I did Cornbread Pearl and G.
Is that this CD here?
Yep.
And that's actual. You can get that in stores, not at the cheapo off of Lake Street, right?
By the time you hear this, you probably will.
Oh, there you go.
Ha ha. Nah, but well,
this'll
yeah,
be
you
up
know,
tomorrow.
You can get that.
This will be up tomorrow.
Well, you know, maybe I'm gonna have to go up there tomorrow then and bring some joints up there. But yeah, no, you can get it at iTunes, you can get it at Fifth Element, you can get Electro Fetus.
And then Black King Cole.
Yep.
That followed this one?
Yep, and that was vinyl only and digital only.
Right.
Yep.
That's interesting. Why did you choose that route?
Really, I just wanted to do something artistic and do like a nice piece of art. I didn't want to just do a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to just do digital because everybody's doing that.
Right, so. That's easy. Yeah.
And I've always, you know, excuse me. I've always been a fan of vinyl.
Right.
You know, so I just wanted to do a nice piece of vinyl.
I love vinyl.
Yeah, me too.
I do. And actually, I have an offer that I extend to anyone. I do graphic design work.
Okay.
And I would do an album artwork project for free if it was being pressed on vinyl. Because I have never had, I've had many CDs, but never a vinyl project.
Okay.
So just remember, keep that in mind. Just plant that back in the head.
No doubt, no doubt. No doubt. You heard the man.
So, if anyone's interested,
yes,
anyone,
including the internet sphere.
Yes.
So
what follows Black King Cole?
Right now, excuse me. Right now I'm working on Born to Lurk, Forced to Work. And that's my mixtape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the song of which I've heard downstairs that I will not mention?
Yeah, that's going to be a track that's on there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. With a special guest. Yeah. A special guest.
Yeah, the mixtape will have a cool, some cool special guests, you know.
Michael Bolton? Was it Michael Bolton?
Nah, but Jamiroquai might be on.
Jamiroquai, you know? Nice.
Might, I'm waiting for him to send a track back.
So how does it feel? You were voted best hip-hop artist by City Pages.
Yeah, man,
2013.
It's ill.
Look at you.
Super
best.
Ill.
Best of the Twin Cities. Look at him. Everyone just take a minute and look at him. All right. Yay.
They're like, I don't want to see this dude no more. Let's just go. Oh, yeah, man. That's super ill, man. It's amazing. Like,
did you get an award? A plaque?
My mom made me a plaque. My boss made me a plaque at my job that I haven't got to quit yet. So, you know, it was fresh.
Right.
I appreciated it. And it was ill to think, you know, there's a lot of rappers in Minneapolis.
There is.
You know, so.
It's a hotbed. Of
it is
Twin,
man.
Twin Cities is
it's like a lot of bed bugs.
I've said this before on the podcast here. That's what I love about the Twin Cities though. Yeah, it's like there's a lot of talent.
Like lay down in the Twin Cities, you're gonna get bit, son.
So I've done 39 episodes of this show. That just hit me.
See, that's the brownies kicking in.
I've done 39 episodes, and this is 39 interviews of people that I think make very good music. You know what I mean? So there's at least 39 rappers people
in Minneapolis,
right? In the Twin Cities that are good.
Well, there you go.
Good enough for me, there I you should go. Say.
And I mean, there's a lot more too.
There is, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, keep absolutely. Going.
I figured I could go at least 40. There's got to be at least 40.
You could probably get at least a full year out of there, like 360.
Yeah.
But that's, you don't do them every day though.
No,
so.
Not every day. Not every day. I mean, I gotta work.
A couple years. Then.
I got kids to feed. I don't make money off of this. I get CDs. That's what I get. Can't feed kids off of this. Unless I walk out
how
the door.
How many kids you
have?
Count.
Two. Two. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It was like,
you mean there was legally?
One. There was that one.
No, that's cool, man.
Maury Povich, we determined that one was not mine. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. You should see my dance on YouTube on the show. I told you. So you got the mixtape though. That's what's next.
Yeah. Yep.
And when?
Born
when's
Alert,
that
gonna... Forced to Work, and I'm releasing that in October.
Okay. Yep. Again, just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really, what I want to do is like a fall, like a cool little fall rider. Like in the fall, I like to ride around on my bike. I like to ride around the car, look at the leaves, go around the river, the lakes, you know. So I like to do that and just listen to music. So I kind of made that for that.
That's cool. Yeah. What do you listen to? What kind of music are you into?
I listen to a lot of everything. You know, I listen to mostly probably R&B, rap, and reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also try to keep my ears to the street as far as other genres and new stuff like indie stuff that I don't really know much about. But I try to stay up on some things and then, you know, so.
You keep an open mind.
Right, right.
That's cool.
You know, and then, I mean, of course, I love records and I love listening to old jazz, old soul. You know, a lot of different things. Also, like other world, like, you know, Brazil has a lot of really good music, you know. But then I like finding like the weird genre of music from different places. So, like, funk from Russia.
Really?
From the 70s. Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Some funky jugglers out there, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff like that.
Yeah. Know, that sounds interesting.
Mix it up.
Do you have an artist name that you could throw out that you...
Nah, I got like... I can't even pronounce their names, you know what I'm saying? But I got it on the computer.
Like
Vladimir Putin. That's definitely...
I was going to say Rammstein,
but
that's
German,
right? I bet
his name kind of sounds like that.
Something to do with Rammstein. Rammstein and funk, I don't know. But that's interesting. You know, I what I love about rap and hip-hop is like listening to the pretty much anything, and like the samples that you hear, you know, digging back to actually find those samples and listening to that, and that's how you discover this old music. It almost makes things new music never ends because
It's
you can always work your way back and
right
see where things came from.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true.
I'm a sucker for R&B soul, you know. So that's
like which era?
60s, 70s.
Okay,
pretty much most things. I've just recently. I'm really getting into like Zap.
Okay.
Which I don't know if they're like funk, early funk, right?
Yeah.
What would you classify them as?
I mean, that's like
they're all about the hand clap.
Yeah.
All about the hand clap.
Like that's like some straight up dance music, you know, some party shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So just picture me dancing and listening to Zap, because that's me. The movie Menace to Society, there's a scene where he's like, somebody rolls up listening to this song called Computer Love, and that's by Zap. I was just like, who is that? I want to listen to that music. And here I am.
There you go.
But like, as far as like modern R&B type soul, you ever listen to Mayor Hawthorne?
Yeah, yep.
He's got some good shit.
Yeah, his new album is pretty good.
I haven't heard that one though.
There's like some Pharrell shit on there.
Yeah?
He's expanding. He's doing
Isn't Pharrell on everything right now?
Everything good, yeah.
Yeah. Anything he touches is.
But
like,
I mean, there's a lot. I really like. There's some internet producers on SoundCloud that do a lot of remixes.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to a lot of stuff like that. You know, like these dudes, Taku and Sango.
and Lil Kim.
Did you say Lil Kim?
Lil Kim, L-A-K-I-M.
Can I just make a side note here? Has anyone seen, obviously you know who Lil Kim is.
Yes.
Have you seen what she looks like today?
Yes. Like a young
wax. If you consider like, you know, like a scientist were to create some sort of plastic person, that's what she looks like. She does not look the same.
Hey, but she's still Lil Kim, though.
She is. She is the notorious K.I.M.
She's still a notorious K.I.M. deep inside. under all the layers.
That's what counts.
Under all the
that's
layers.
Yeah. Right. So SoundCloud, yeah, there's a lot of shit out there.
Yeah, you know, like Knowledge, he's another really dope producer. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I listen to a lot of instrumental, like beats and stuff.
Okay.
And then, you know, I like reggae a lot. So.
And we had the conversation about Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
Which is real reggae.
Nah, I like like the type of stuff they stole for his song. You know, his mm-hmm. single. La 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 la. That song is called Artabella.
Okay.
And it's an actual song.
Okay.
And he took the melody and took the words and just went la 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 la. Like that's what you think that reggae is, dude? Yeah. Like
it's kind of like the hip hop approach to reggae, I guess. Is that what you would say? Because you know, like there's always like
maybe
stuff
like the new, maybe like new hip hop approach.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that stuff is, you know, recycled. Or yeah. Just I don't know if you can call it.
But you can recycle it, but do it artistically.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like I'm okay with recycling. I'm all about sampling. I'm all about covers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But just do it artistically.
Right.
You know. Don't take the substance out of it.
Right.
You know?
What about, like, movies? You like movies? You watch
yeah,
movies?
Yeah, I love movies.
What's a hot movie you're into?
Depends on what genre you're talking about.
Are you a comedy guy? I'm a comedy guy. I like anything funny.
Yeah, I like funny movies. Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite comedy movies would probably be, like, Paper Soldiers. Or, like,
Cars. I'm just kidding.
Cars. I don't even think I've ever seen Cars.
Yeah. It's yeah. It is what it is.
But I mean, yeah, it's all about what era. I was just watching Harlem Nights. That's one of my favorite
oh, yeah.
comedy movies of all time. I watch yeah. that movie all the time.
Charlie Murphy's in that too, isn't he?
Yes.
That was yes. probably one of his earlier.
Yo.
Yeah.
That was all Eddie Murphy. All yeah. those great comedians and stuff in there. Eddie Murphy wrote that shit.
Yeah.
He didn't write everybody's jokes, but he wrote the movie. You yeah. know what I mean?
I wish he'd come back around and do that again. You know what I mean? I don't yes. know. I don't know if it could capture that magic.
Well, you know, he's
like Coming to America type
doing,
stuff.
He's doing Bob Marley covers right now.
Right.
So, yeah.
With Snoop Lion.
But yeah, Coming to America. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I actually had a past episode of this show. I interviewed my friend Professor Fresh. He's a producer, MC. From Mankato.
Okay.
And we talked about Coming to America. Because yeah, we both love that movie too.
That movie is ridiculous, man.
Yeah. Arsenio Hall. Shit. We just came full circle right there.
It's true. Yeah.
The royal penis is clean, sir.
But yeah, man, I also like bugged out weird little art film type joints. Like, you ever seen Holy Mountain?
I have not.
Check out Holy Mountain, but make sure that the kids are home when you watch that
okay.
one.
Okay. What's that one about?
It's like a weird, it's like a dude's journey. It's like some really weird art film.
Okay. You know, I find it hard for me to get into watching those type of independent films. I don't know why. But there is, speaking of odd type comedy movies, are you a fan of like Napoleon Dynamite, that kind of dry humor?
Yeah, yes, I like that movie.
There's a movie that the guy who did that, he did a movie called Gentlemen Broncos. You ever heard of that?
Nah.
Gentlemen Broncos. That's worth a watch.
Gentlemen Broncos.
Yeah, it's kind of based off of this.
Write that down.
Sci-fi. This kid like writes sci-fi novels, and this big sci-fi, well-known author like steals his story and changes it and. It's good shit. It's a movie I really get into. Gentlemen Broncos.
Gentlemen, remember where can that? I find that?
Yeah, it might be on Netflix. Okay. I know you can rent it from Netflix. I don't know if it's streaming.
Oh, yeah, they probably just got that disc only.
Yeah. But that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to check that. I'm going to check that for sure.
And if you don't like it, fuck you.
What about horror movies?
I'm just kidding. No, horror movies, you know, I'm not. If I watch a movie, I want to laugh.
What about like psychological horror? Like, so Spike Lee is doing Oh Boy. Have you seen the original Oh Boy?
I have not, but I saw the preview for that with...
check the original.
Yeah. No, that's... it's not an American movie, right?
No. It's Korean, I believe.
Korean, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Spike Lee did the new one.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, yep. So now that interests me.
Yep, and he said... I heard an interview with him. He said that it's not a remake. It's an interpretation.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So... Yes, it'll be interesting.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Okay, but the original is really good.
Yeah.
How old is the original?
All the people
one?
In the internet world, 2000s.
Okay. It's not super old.
No.
Okay.
It's not super old. It's bug the F out though.
Yeah.
Yes.
I kind of got that from the preview of the new one. I did watch that.
It's bugged out.
Yeah.
But it's bugged out beyond belief.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Is there some sort of a comic book tie with that movie?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Because I want to. I frequent a lot of like comic book related websites.
Okay.
That's my other thing is comics.
Comics, okay.
So,
and like graphic novels or like comics?
They're the comics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Old ones or new ones?
Both.
Okay.
More Batman related. Okay.
I had this comic that one of my homeboys is really into comics gave me. And it was this comic where they had a bunch of artists, comic book artists, wake up, and as soon as they wake up, make a comic out of their dream.
Oh.
It was...
That'd be good.
Bugged out, yo. Yeah. Bugged out.
Do you know any of the writers
I can't remember anything about it. I just remember that I had it next to my bed for a while. So I would wake up bugged out on my dreams and read that and bug out like, wait...
That'd be cool.
Confused.
I like that concept. That's good. Because they say, you know, right when you wake up is when you gotta remember.
Yep, in order to remember them, right. You gotta write it down.
Write it down, yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's cool. So, anyways, Greg Grease, let's get back to you. Where, if people want to check you out, where you have a website?
Yeah, greggrease.com, Facebook, Greg Grease Music. You can also do SoundCloud's Greg-Grease, Twitter Greasy Greg. You know, there's all these crazy contraptions nowadays they use for communication. Some call it social media. Others call it...
What do you call it?
Horse blinders.
Yeah.
I call it communication.
Communication. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. I want to take a minute to remind people about... ThankYouRob.com.
Yes, ThankYouRob.com.
.com. Because you can go to this website, and it's amazing. It's like nothing you've ever seen before.
Amazing.
Unless you've seen something like that before, and then it's probably something
that has... But then it's still probably more amazing.
Right. It could be. You could look at it and be like, I've seen this before. I don't know where. But you go there. You can listen to old episodes, past episodes of this show. I also have another podcast.
Past 38 episodes.
That's right. That's right. I also have another podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast.
What's that one?
It's just like comedy. Me and my buddy Chuck talking about...
People's kids that be wilding the F out.
Not at all. Although he has a kid now.
Okay.
And we haven't recorded an episode since then. I've never even met the kid.
Oh.
He doesn't want me to meet the
kid. It's too real now for him.
That's not true, though. There's actually only 6 episodes of that. That's how far we got. But I do graphic design work. People can go there and check that out. And I've been working with Brims and Tongues.
Yep,
are you familiar with them?
I am.
So I got a link to them. I got a link to them.
Okay.
You know what we haven't talked about?
What's that?
Amber Ace Cleveland.
Okay.
Do you know Amber?
I do. I don't know her very well.
Well, you will. You should. Because she's pretty cool. She's really good. She's a good representer.
Word up.
Of you, anyone.
That's what's up.
Yeah. If you want to say her name, she gives you $5 every time you say her name.
$5? If that's the case, Amber Ace Cleveland, Amber Ace Cleveland, Amber Ace Cleveland. That was like 15 right there, right? Embrace Cleveland. Is that another 15?
All I hear is a sound.
I'm hungry for this money out here, man. Yeah. Right, it's like, it's about to be like Scrooge McDuck diving.
And Amber, I believe listens to most episodes of the show. So.
Well, then that's
just cut a check directly to
$30.
If you want to write it out to me, Amber, and I'll make sure he gets it. But yes. I'm sure you'll cross paths at some point.
Yeah, I'm gonna check up on that. Them young dollars.
Yeah, just shake her down. Make sure you remind her.
Them young dollars, not McDonald's.
Yeah.
Money, Monopoly money.
Money.
I'm gonna say it one more time to edit 35. Amber A's Cleveland.
There you go. Brimsandtongues.com.
And thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
.com.
Greg Grease. .com. Any last words? Anything you wanna plug for just for the shit of it?
I mean, Born to Lurk, Forced to Work. That's Born to Lurk. Forced to Work.
I gotta say, the word lurk.
Yeah.
That needs some it needs to come back. I don't know if it's been around, but yeah, lurking.
Man. Yeah, man. Lurking. I'm a lurker for sure.
You lurk? I lurk.
Yeah, I'm a lurker, man. I mean, it probably started out with, you know, my early days when I would run around the streets at nighttime, like climbing on people's garages and stuff, playing games like, you know, Capture the Flag and whatnot.
Right.
Those are my original lurking origins.
You know, the running around and the climbing and things eventually became lurking.
Right. You know, I mean, that term from, you know, jumping from people's garages to, you know, lurking.
So if you had to wrap up this episode with one word, would it be lurk?
No, it would be born to lurk, forced to work.
Okay. The one word is born to lurk, forced to work.
Yeah, you know, BTLFTW.
Right. All right. So that's how you want to end it. That's how you want to end this.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. I'm going to end it by saying Chewbacca balls. Level wizardry, black wizards crack switching sciences to history. Cold love, menace to the industry. Black wizards, black magic, struggle out of misery. Yo, Greg, what up, G? Bullies be broad, but better just bitching and bickering. So sickening, isn't it? Hey, yo, Mike, what up, fam? These leeches blood sucking thirstily, gurgling rabies, serving these babies no tit for tea. Feeling cliche when we say we caught up in a system, but analyze my history. Should have been a statistic, should have been dead gone, rotting inside a prison. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, then why would I doubt this shit? I was always crazy, you fuckers just make the spins worse. Cause when my world is spinning, least like I am, I lean first. Dedicated to dumb dealers, high on their own supply. Balloon eating scumbags, you got no feelings. Mike is on that shit again, better sell him twice. Enough the milligrams to kill a man. Peeling paint off ceiling fans, Ativan and Adderall couldn't bring the feeling back. Xanax bars and alcohol, the weed is all that's healing that. Disassociated, antisocial socialist, ex-teenage mutant reform, kleptomaniac, fever for subculture products and subsubversive screams. American privilege versus mid-class megalomania. Full level wizardry. Black wizards crack switching sciences to history. Cold love, menace to the industry. Black wizards, black magic, struggle out of misery. Wizardry, the bid is zero, leave you with a bleeding illo. These lolly suckers soft as pillows, my team is rough as Brillos. Puffin' cigarillos, eating Vedos in a reno. My elbow hit his chin, I'm claiming it was accidental. You claim to pack the pencil, I'm packing straps big as a rack. That's galactic issue, that's official. Is it science? Stay defiant when they act the menstrual. If that's offensive, then I'm sacrilegious. Pass some tissue, these baby butt breasts acting like they know too much. The daily unrest, leaving those that's local, immobile. We need to mobilize and take control of the global. They say I'm going postal, I'm boastful and finna ghost you. Goon in effect with a bruise in his neck, no student in the game. Moving a crook who got a crane for the cane that you cook a coup to the king. I coup to the brain, no kings, no rules, no jewels, no chains. I'm true to the vein, so they tell me, Mikey, you know you got this. Kicks they dirty shirt full of bloody little blotches. You slutty little batches, sucking for small percentage profit. Anxious, anxious, aimless. And when I shoot, aim back, atomic range, microscopic. Ain't a thing to me, I'ma change the frame, or I'ma break the obelisk. Carving my
my fucking lane. Banking on that, banging on wax, swinging my axe, doing a shoddy blast. All through the cleaver is stuck awkward. You can bet your hanging ass. Yeah, double down. Trouble sound like who really wants them? Grade them on a sliding scale. Parmesan, cheesy rappers, veggie and KRS-One. Temple runs till their heart is gone, and art is God.